This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome to the Nation. Oh, we didn't do that one that this time? That's all right. I did it for you. Welcome back in. It is the G-Bag Nation on a Black Friday. Maybe you're getting your shop on. Maybe you're watching this Mississippi. What is this, the Egg Bowl? Is that what they call it?
We should have asked Carter. Carter knows the name to every single rivalry bowl. He did a whole segment on it last year. I don't know if he did it today, but it's an amazing. He knows all of them, but I'm sure it's the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? I mean, 877-881-1053. One of you Mississippians can let us know what the significance is for why it's called the Egg Bowl, because I don't know. Do you know? I know you don't.
We don't want to bring our Texas bias to it.
Let's bring a Texas bias to it. Let's bring.
Dude, we're in Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
And unfortunately, I didn't go to UT. Kevin didn't go to UT, but the most dominant school right now is the Longhorns. I'm sorry.
There's Aggie fans just fuming right now when they hear
all
you say
seven
that.
Of them can have
livid.
A pacifier.
Livid.
You want internal dialogue?
Steaming.
Internal dialogue is I would have gone to Texas going forward now that they have this new tuition plan.
Oh, yeah? What is it, 100%?
But I think that's only for, like, the smart kids, right? Like,
no.
It's
I mean, you only get into Texas if you're smart, let's be fair.
Well, there's that. But also, if your family makes less than 100 grr a year, you get in.
But I was reading some, and it was like, it's not just everybody that's there. I think it's like if you are in the top 5% already, and your family makes
less. So you got to be smart and broke, essentially what it comes down to. All right.
A lot of Parsons.
Let's do it. I'm down.
I was smarter then than I was than I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're smarter then than you are now.
Well,
so you've gotten dumber, is what you're
scholastically
saying.
Scholastically, for sure.
Wow, really? Yeah. You think so, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a big word to use right behind scholastically.
Scholastically. Here we go. Bam.
Not even academically.
Nope. Scholastically. I like it. 877-881-1053. If you're dumb and broke, let us know. All right? We want to hear from you. And know not what to do moving forward. Speaking of what not to do, we checked in with Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe yesterday. Phenomenal game. Now, Tyler Guyton didn't play every snap. He had, subbed in and out of the game yesterday, and some are saying, well, hey, maybe he's not the left tackle for the future, but your boy caught up with Tyler Guyton, and he was ready to talk. I'll give you credit. I was not expecting him to be as jovial and as upbeat as he was, but TG, a.k.a. number 60 in your program, had plenty to say last night after the win.
All right, look, 12 games, where are we at?
The team?
You.
Just enjoying the process.
Okay. I mean, look, we've been saying time and time again, it's one thing to go, you know, I mean, you played right tackle in college. Now you're playing arguably the most difficult position in the NFL. How has this process been for you?
It's been a blessing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Wins, losses, hurt, not hurt, everything's been a blessing. I'm so blessed and favored by God to be in this position. I have no complaints, and I've been enjoying every minute of it.
What has been the hardest transition going from playing right side to left side?
I mean, you've earned some money. That's
I don't necessarily think it's hard. I think you just got to get repetition at it.
Okay.
It just takes a lot of time and a lot of reps.
Okay. Is there a difference when you're blocking for Dak versus for Cooper?
No, I mean, the system is set up in a way to where the next guy comes up, he has to be ready to perform at the same level as anybody else, you know?
Okay.
Even when I come out, when people come in for me, they got to perform at the same level.
Okay.
So everybody being ready helps everybody.
How do you think, look, I mean, we've rattled off a couple wins in a row, got a little more momentum right now. Offensive line looks like it's gelling a little bit better, just as far as, like, you know, how does this group feel right now, 12 weeks in, heading into what's going to be a huge following 5 weeks?
The O-line?
Yeah.
We're hungry, dog. We're hungry, and we have something to prove. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we have a really good group, and we have a lot more that we could do, and we're going to do it.
Does it help now that you guys have kind of like a concerted game plan when it comes to running the ball?
Yeah, and it's coming to fruition. I know that you're seeing it more and more every single week. We're busting our ass to get the run game going, and Rico Dotto's doing a great job of just toting the rock.
All right, so I'm on 105 through the Fan. People have been asking, you know, Tyler Guyton, is he this? You know, is he the future at left tackle? Is he the future at left tackle?
Hell yeah.
Right. What's the biggest thing you need to do and you need to work on over these next 5 weeks?
Prehab instead of rehab. I need to stay healthy.
Okay. Yeah. How's the body feel right now? How's the shoulder?
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Did that win over Alabama help?
Yeah.
How much talking have you been able to do with everybody after that win?
Oh, a lot. Everybody counted us out. Everybody counted us out. Everybody.
People are calling for Venables to be fired.
Yeah.
I mean,
upset Bama. Give him a chance, bro. We're going to do the same thing to f***ing LSU.
Okay.
And I'm calling it right now.
Okay, so OU winning out.
Yeah. OU's winning out. K-State is trash.
I mean, I'm a Jayhawk. Don't hold it against me. So.
Hey, I'm undefeated in Norman in my career. So.
Yeah. Who cares about that? What is he talking about?
All right. This team sucks. So, look, can we, real quick, since I got the two rookies here, are we going 5-0 to close this thing out or what?
Hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So, can I say, like I said, 105 through the Fan, I'm going to put it so I can say, I got Cooper and I got TG, two rookies.
Yes.
We're closing out 5-0.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Undoubtedly.
I love it.
I mean, if you're not excited after that, what's wrong with you?
I'm excited. I was standing about 2 feet away from this interview going on. Fred, just as demonstrative as he is on the Fan After Dark, as demonstrative he is on the G-Bag Nation, showed why he's a true professional in this locker room, going up to these players. The players, obviously, you said TG was maybe a little, I don't want to say cold, but just very formal.
Just very business-like at first.
Just answering, and then it started opening up. Then you got some college questions. And next, you know, all the old linemen are coming out. They're all jumping in the interview. We had a little Brock Hoffman.
He started talking some S as well. So we had the three guys. They were all it was a loose locker room. And again, after a dub, that's why people, I mean, and it makes
sense. And a good O-line play.
The O-line played their ass off yesterday. Yeah. Speaking of which, so we had, and of course, you heard Cooper Beebe jumping in, talking bleep with TG as well. We caught up with him right before all that. He asked a couple, you know, he answered a couple generic questions, but then your boy Freddie D jumped in a little one-on-one with Cooper Beebe as well.
I think it's just the little things. You know, I'm fortunate to have a lot of, you know, experienced guys around me. It's just the little things that make people the pros. You know, just like whether it is like, you know, simple steps, simple hands, those kind of things that you build on. The more experience you get, you know, you figure out how dudes are attacking you and you're able to counteract that. But, you know, I have a great cast around me that really been helping me week by week.
What must this offensive line and team do to continue to win games, you know, to try to get that welfare spot? What must it do starting on the offensive line?
I think it's just continue with that physical mentality. You know, we're trying to go out there and set the tone. And I think, you know, these past two games, we've done that. You know, we played with an attitude, and I think that's really carried us. We just got to keep continuing that and make that push.
12 games in the center. Is the game starting to slow down a little bit for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, you know, week by week, you slowly start to pick up on things, and, you know, you figure out, you know, where you're deficient at, you know, what you need to work on. You continue to work on those things. And, you know, I will say, you know, when I first had those first couple of games, it was definitely, you know, things were flying through my head. But, you know, now I'm comfortable with it. You know, I'm Chris out there. I'm out there leading. So, you know, it comes pretty natural now.
How much more responsibility have you taken on with Zach being out the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm the dude that, you know, sets the tone for the offense. You know, I'm the dude, one, pointing out different calls and that kind of thing, just making sure we're all on the same page. You know, obviously, you know, Zach was a big voice in that huddle, and you know, now I had to step up as a leader and you know, control the line.
Farmageddon this weekend. Where are we thinking? I mean, K-State's still on the outside looking in, Big 12. What are we thinking?
Oh, I mean, obviously, yeah, I go with my boys, K-State. You know, it's we ended on a tough Farmageddon last year. You know, hopefully it doesn't snow in Ames. You know, we experienced that last year. It didn't turn out very good. But, you know, I always got to rock my boys. You know, Chris Kleiman and them, man, love them to death. I'm Emal, baby. Yep.
Okay, we got to address the elephant in the room. Two people, the 214 and another 214 texting in. Is that Mahomes talking? Is that baby Mahomes? And hearing that sounds like Mahomes Jr. Just the voice, very similar, but a smaller version of him, but a bigger version.
Which is a bigger version of, because Cooper Beebe is no small fry as a human being, but very baby face. I mean, he's a kid. I mean, hell, I got a kid his age. So, but no, that's Cooper Beebe. The one, the only.
That's Woolchuck's boy right there, Cooper Beebe.
That is. And look, I knowing that Wooly is a Cooper Beebe guy and that we were able to bring the one-on-one to the G-Bag Nation, I mean, come on.
Full circle.
It's complimentary football, boys. That's complimentary radio here at 105 Through the Fan.
And you hear the guys in there. They're excited to talk about the run game. They're excited because when you're an offensive lineman, I'll bear the news to you guys. They enjoy run blocking more than they do pass blocking. Yes. So when you get to do that over and over and you see your guy running, you see your guy get 100 yards, you see you're wearing down the D-line, those guys are excited to talk about it. Tyler Guyton saying, hey, I'm the future left tackle. He's had an up and down year, whether it be injuries, whether it be timely penalties. Cooper Beebe, I'm feeling fine. Cooper Beebe to me has been pretty down the middle. He's had some really high spots, but he hasn't really been a negative really at any point this season. We're like, man, Beebe's out there. He's getting beat at center. I thought
he's been solid.
Offensive line's been coming together more and more. So I think if you're a Cowboys fan, building on next year, you got a lot of young guys outside of Zach Martin and Terrence Steele from your left. From your center, that left side of the offensive line, and Bobby Bell came in studio and talked about this. That's probably going to be the future of your O-line come the next 3-5 years.
The question's going to be, and again, you heard from Tyler Guyton, right? And that was the first time where we've really got a chance to kind of, and look, I mean, hey, he said what you wanted him to say, right? I mean, if he starts hemming and hawing about, well, you know, I mean, no, he told you what you wanted to hear from him. He sounds like he's in it to win it now. This team looked a little bit better, has looked better at times with him not at left tackle. All right. I mean, we know
Austin
that when
Richards,
whether it's been Asim Richards, whether it's been, you know, Chuga's played a little bit. He played a little bit yesterday.
I like Chuga.
You know, not a lot, but he played enough. And so
Achiuma, though, but I like Chuga.
Achiuma, my bad.
Mixing the first and last. I like Achiuga.
What's that? Well, look, I'm just off the top of my head.
A lot of O-lineman names in our
There's
head.
A lot of O-lineman names to try to keep track of all of them. So I can't do a better job at that. But at the very least, you've got a guy who, whether, I mean, you don't want to be, you don't want to waste a first round pick on a swing tackle.
Nope.
Okay.
No, you do not. Especially when you let Tyron Smith go.
He's got the right attitude.
He does.
He's telling you it's a process. He's telling you. And the one thing that I thought probably was the most encouraging was, hey, look, I just need more reps. Now, again, we're 12 weeks into this thing. He's playing with a high ankle sprain, allegedly. Would have been cool if he'd have told us that while we were there. We asked him point blank, how's the body? He said it was good. Then,
well, you actually asked him, how's the shoulder?
Well, I asked him, how's the body first. Yes. And then he kind of like did a full body pat down in front of me. And then he's like, you know, the shoulder's good. You know, had the ankle been bothering him, maybe he'd said, you know, my ankle's bad right now.
Maybe felt it in the morning. Maybe a little adrenaline.
Well, he texted it later that night, or he tweeted it out later that night. Okay, so
adrenaline. He was a little nervous in front of you, Freddie D.
Maybe the interview got so good to him, he forgot that his ankle was bothering him.
That's how much dopamine was going through his body.
Yeah, that's the Fan After Dark for you. We get people that hyped to where they forget what's going on in their own bodies.
And you thought those interviews were good? Wait till the next home game. Wait till we get Mingo on.
Mingo's going to be legendary, I think.
2-touchdown game. Texan, who you want? We'll get Mingo and Mozzie. That's already set.
Mingo and Mozzie, for sure. And look, I'll give him a mea culpa right off the jump. Like, Mozzie, look, I was down on you earlier in the season. Tell me why I'm wrong. And when you do that, because when you go in there saying, like, hey, I was wrong about you. Tell me why.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll of course.
And if they don't have an answer,
he'll have an answer.
No, they will. I'm
He's
just saying,
a Michigan guy. He'll have an answer. So, all right. So we're gonna do Mozzie. We're gonna do Mingo, but we need one more.
Tolos, text in 877-881-1053. The Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. Who do you want as that third interview after that Monday night game against the Bengals?
Mozzie Mingo and Mozzie Mingo and all right. So, Ted Wynn. Athletic coming up next. What the hell are we talking about? Let's get some knee deep in some NFL. Plus, we got a top five at 4:40. Top five things to do on Black Friday. What is it? We want to hear from you as well. 877-881-1053. But Ted Wynn, Athletic, talking all things NFL. Don't go anywhere. Well done by you, Khaki Kev. Let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program from The Athletic, covering all things National Football League. One of the best scribes in the, when it comes to talking all things National Football League, the one, the only, Mr. Ted Wynn. And Ted, number one, let's get this out of the way. A, how was your Thanksgiving? And two, how much have we gorged on leftovers today?
Thanksgiving was great. Got to see the family. Good day of football. And I just actually finished some Thanksgiving leftover. So things are going good, but I might fall asleep after the segment.
I love it. Okay, real quick, where are you at on green bean casserole?
Green Bay casserole?
Green bean casserole.
Oh, green bean casserole. You know what? I've had it sometimes where it's good. If it's done right, it's good. But I think most of the time, it's a low ceiling plate.
Interesting. So, but you're all about a qualifier. So, like when you see something like that, like you don't mind eating good green bean casserole, but you don't want to see sloppy green bean casserole, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Fantastic. I'll make sure to relay that to my producer. Okay. All right. How surprised or not surprised were you when the news came out this morning that Matt Eberflus will no longer be the head coach of the Chicago Bears?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I was expecting it. I mean, in a five game sample the last 5 weeks, he blew three games. And, you know, maybe you could have one of those as a coach in a season, but when you directly cause three losses in a five game sample, and this Bears team should have a winning record, but against Washington, he allowed Washington to set up for the Hail Mary by just playing a prevent defense way too early. The next decision was against Green Bay. He just kind of settled for a 46-yard field goal, knowing that Carlos Santos is a low trajectory kicker. The kick got blocked. And then you have the mishap against Detroit. Like, you just can't have that happen as a coach. And the worst part is he never takes responsibility for any of these mistakes. After these games, he defends his decisions and, you know, says he likes those decisions. He said he liked what they did against Detroit, which was flabbergasting to me. So I think when you have all those things and a coach not taking responsibility, it just wasn't very surprising he got fired, especially after a national television game.
Ted, sticking on that Bears game versus the Lions that we were all watching at AT&T Stadium, where do you kind of see the blame, the lion's share of the blame being on Caleb Williams maybe for changing the play calls? We learned today that he kind of changed things out about the play. Or do you think this all just falls on Matt Eberflus for not using that timeout and understanding it's a rookie in a kind of a convoluted situation?
Yeah, I mean, some of it definitely falls on Caleb Williams. But I think as soon as you see your team, I thought they were going to take a timeout immediately after sack. Yep. I mean, the call was kind of weird, too. They called a quarterback draw. And when you're calling a quarterback draw, you have to be ready to take a timeout, even if you get positive yardage on the play. So I assume they're going to take a timeout right after it's sack. Because if you take a timeout after sack on third down, if you don't get the first down, which they weren't going to, you have time to rush out the field goal team to kick a field goal. Or if you somehow get the first down, you have plenty of time to spike. So I just did not understand their strategy at that point. And I just think, you know, when you can save time, you have to do it. And they didn't call a timeout. That to me was just another example of bad late game management. And, you know, maybe I would give him a benefit of the doubt, but it just happens so many times at the Bears that you can't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Ted Wynn, The Athletic, joining us here on G-Bag Nation, 105 through the Fan, talking all things National Football League. We'll get to the Cowboys here in just a second, but the game following the Cowboys-Giants last night, once again, Miami finds a way to lose. You know, the game wasn't as close as the final score might indicate, as we like to say. What do you make of this Miami team? And more importantly, what do you make of Mike McDaniels?
I just think this Miami team, and I thought this last year, they're just not a very tough team. they do a lot of cool stuff schematically. They could run the ball outside. You know, they throw these great timing routes downfield to Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. But they rely on the explosive plays. They don't really run the ball inside the tackles very well. So when they're playing some of the better teams, faster defenses, they have a lot of trouble running the ball. And this year they've kind of found a little bit of a thing with checking the ball down to Jonnu Smith and all that. But it's just hard living the way that they do against some of these better teams, especially in cold weather when you're asking Tua to drop back 40 times a game and he doesn't have the strongest arm. So, I think they're more flash than substance, and it's been proven time and time again. Anytime they've played a good team, they just falter, and happened against the Packers in a big way.
Ted, I kind of want to pivot and look at an overarching situation as far as the state of the NFL. When you look at the Packers, the Eagles, and the Ravens, they all signed running backs this year that were off of their rookie contracts, maybe a little bit later into their career. And those three guys, Saquon, Derrick Henry, and Josh Jacobs, are the top three in rushing this year. They were highly criticized for getting running backs like that, maybe more money than you would wanting to put at the running back position. We always see trends in the NFL, whether it be every couple years, once a year, every 3 years. What do you see being the next trend in the NFL as maybe the running back and kind of defensive tackle was the one of this past offseason?
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, 2 years ago, I wrote an article about this. I talked to some analytics staffers that were predicting that running back value would go up again because teams were moving to this Vic Fangio type of too high defenses. The front seven were getting lighter. You know, you're seeing lighter defensive ends, lighter defensive tackles, smaller linebackers, and you're seeing more gap scheme runs. And when teams are running all zone, you could kind of rely on those smaller backs with great vision you could find in the seventh round. But when you're running these gap scheme runs, you're looking for those big running backs that could, you know, break tackles. And those are the guys that you kind of have to draft high if pay a little bit more money for. And we're seeing it this year where Josh Jacobs is making a huge difference with the Packers. Derrick Henry is making a huge difference. Saquon Barkley is making a big difference. I think if you're a bad team, you still don't want to be a team that pays and overvalues running backs, but when you are a team that's ready to compete and you have the offensive line, these running backs kind of are just like the last piece that really adds a lot of boom to your team. So I think there will be teams that can't justify paying a lot of money for running backs, but it's still bad practice to me. If you're a team that's rebuilding, like, you shouldn't be paying Saquon Barkley. So even though Saquon Barkley left the Giants and Josh Jacobs left the Raiders, I feel like it was probably the most prudent move for those teams because those players wouldn't be doing what they're doing on their previous teams, and those previous teams aren't ready to compete, so they'd be kind of wasting their money on those running backs.
It's a great segue into a Dallas Cowboy team that, hey, Rico Dowdle having a career year. Now, this is a guy that's been injury plagued over the last 4 or 5 years. So now that he's finally kind of assumed that lead role and they've actually kind of assumed a identity where, okay, we're actually going to run the ball, you know, 15 to 20 times a game, and that being the Dallas Cowboys. You win two games in a row. Commander game was impressive. The Giants, I mean, we didn't take Stevie Wonder to look at and see how terrible this football team is. Five games left. What do you make of where this Dallas Cowboy is? You know, and a lot's changed in the last couple of weeks, but is this still just a very outside the fringe football team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mike McCarthy and Zimmer, they've done a good job of kind of playing to finding ways that the players that they do have can win. I think they found a nice medium with Cooper Rush. They're doing some nice things with Turpin. You know, they don't have a lot of receiving talent, but when you have a guy like Turpin that can create after the catch, I think they're putting him in nice positions to win. I think they're using Shoemaker in some cool ways. They can't force the ball to CeeDee Lamb the way they did with Dak Prescott because Rush doesn't have that kind of arm talent. They're finding useful ways to use some of those players, and now that Micah Parsons back, I think the defense looked a little bit better overall. I don't know if this team's going to win a ton more games. They won a couple games against teams that are kind of faltering, like Washington. You can kind of predict the second half fall off for Washington because of Cliff Kingsbury's trend of regressing, but I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. So we'll see what they can do for the rest of the season. But they have some interesting young players that, you know, hopefully will get a little bit more usage as the season goes along.
Ted, last one for me here. What have you thought of Mike McCarthy keeping this team together? And, like, how much do you think winning right now versus draft position is important for a football culture, especially the one in Dallas?
I mean, for me, I'm always, like, obviously these players and coaches, they're not going to tank. But overall, I think the better thing for the team moving forward is to get that higher draft pick because, you know, I don't really believe in the whole, like, momentum going into a season thing because, like, there's so much turnover with players year to year and guys kind of forget what happens last season. I mean, I think it might be better for McCarthy's job security if he does win some games down the road and kind of show that he could out-coach guys and put together wins with kind of this makeshift squad. But I think getting a higher draft pick will be better for the franchise in the long run.
Ted, tell the folks at home where they can find you out on X and what you got cooking next on The Athletic.
Hey, you can find me on X at FB_film analysis. I have a YouTube channel, Ted Wynn NFL, and I write a weekly column on The Athletic. It comes out on Tuesday where I cover coaching decisions and break down some strategies each week.
Well, let's say you'll have no shortage of things to talk about for next Tuesday's column after what we saw yesterday. So, man, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we'll catch up again real soon.
All right, you too. Thanks for having me on.
There you have it, the one, the only Ted Wynn from The Athletic. All right, coming up next, a little something we like to do on Fan After Dark. Top five, we normally do it at 10:20, but hey, by 10:20 tonight, we'll be long gone off the radio. Hey, you'll be knee-deep in some Georgia Tech game.
Yes, sir.
All right, maybe. Oh, of course, that game may very well be over by then. Who knows? I'd like to think. Unless it's extra overtime. You never know. But in the meantime, it's Black Friday. Top five things to do or that you're doing on Black Friday. Plus, where the heck we at in this Hebron-Southlake Carroll game? Lots to get to. Don't you go anywhere. It is the G-Bag Nation on a Friday with a little Fan After Dark.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this time it's for real. G-Bag Nation on a Black Friday. G-Bag boys are out. Have we heard anything more from Wooly yet? We were talking mad smack. It's not looking good for the home team right now, boys and girls. Fourth quarter, Hebron 24, Southlake Carroll 35.
Somebody needs to run on the field.
So it's, I don't know how much time is left in the fourth quarter. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That's the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. So chime in if you're at the game.
817 gave us an update. They gave us a score.
What he cite?
two consecutive drives for Hebron defensive players being carried off by coaches and players, 10:52 in the fourth quarter.
Dadgummit. What'd we say? We didn't want to see anybody get hurt.
And two being carried off by coaches.
That's never good. That's never good. Still a lot of football left.
10 minutes.
What, 10 minutes?
I'd probably say 8 because that was sent 4 minutes ago. So probably
eight. We need a score here. We got to get a score here. So if we get a score here, it's 35-31. Then we got to turn them over.
Which is easy.
Which, we, hey, you know what? Whether that's, you know, a turnover or turnover on downs.
Yeah, or a punt.
Well, turnover and downs, that's what that would be.
Well, I was thinking go for fourth quarter, go forward on fourth.
Oh, you think it sounds late, but just say the heck with it. We're trying to put this game on ice.
Right.
They very well might do it. Whatever they end up doing, Hebron gets the ball back. All bets are off. All bets are off. But a lot of time left, boys. A lot of time left.
Any other high school games? I know a bunch of them, the rest were blowouts. Anybody come back?
Let's make it a game. Let's see. I'm trying to think locally here if there's anything. Oh, we got to look at that Anna Lovejoy. We're on Team Anna here at the studio. Anna Lovejoy, 49-49,
wow.
Fourth quarter. And this was a game that they played where Lovejoy won in week three, like 66-62. So these two teams are...
No defense here, boy.
Wow, yeah, defense is optional apparently in this game. But no, these two teams are very evenly... It may come down to whoever has the ball last.
Isn't that our favorite? When teams have no defenses.
Just whoever has the last possession is probably going to win this game here, Bill.
Since we're doing high school football shout-outs, and I'm...
Brewer, I know, not in it this year. That's okay.
Not in it this year. Might not be in it next year. Who knows? We're a basketball school. But... Aubrey Chaparral's play Salina tonight
yes,
at
they
7.
Do. Yes, they do.
Let's go, Aubrey. Let's go, Chaps.
They do.
Chaps.
I do think Salina's going to win that game, but.
Hey, Friday Night Lights, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. So, yeah, Lovejoy and Anna, fourth quarter, 49-49. Let's see here real quick. For all you 6A fans out there, obviously, as you guys know, Duncanville and DeSoto both play tomorrow night. But if you're keeping an eye on the 6A scores, Atascocita, which makes deep playoff runs, and they're in that brutal district out there with Summer Creek and North Shore, they outlast Fulshear 47-42.
Wow.
Speaking of which, North Shore, who has been the runners-up the last 2 years to Duncanville, they beat Katy today 42-28. So we could very well see, for as much as Duncanville is looking to three-peat, and will they three-peat over North Shore again? Remains to be seen, but 42-28 as they continue to roll along. And a slight upset, Cibolo Steel getting boat raced right now by Austin Vandergriff, 34-14.
972 says, Euless, Trinity, and Allen getting ready to play. Shout out to the Trojans.
Yes. I tell you what, that's going to be a good game.
It will.
Because Allen, who took out my Louisville Fighting Farmers in round one and then put up a 50-burger last week. So that'll be a good game between Allen and Euless Trinity.
The 2-1-4. I'm not sure how Prosper got home field advantage against Argyle tonight, but big game.
Yeah. I don't know.
Then 5-1-2.
Blame the UIL for that.
They said Tolar update. T-O-L-A-R. Is that a school?
I think it is, actually. Hold on.
While you think about that, the Hebron Hawks have scored.
Uh-oh.
7 minutes left.
What did we say?
Let's go.
What did we say?
35-31.
Okay. We need the defense to stay. Now, hey, Clay, if you're listening.
This is it. This is where you make your mark, right? This drive.
This is where boys become men.
This is where you become the D coordinator, right?
Okay,
here.
Okay, that's right.
This is how you move from
maybe head coach.
This is how you move from defensive backs coach to D coordinator. This possession.
Right now. One of your boys needs to make a play.
You got to make a play. Come on, Gabe White. I'm looking at you.
Somebody to make a play. 31-35, South Lake Carroll with a 4-point lead over Hebron. We will keep you posted. We will be live in the Hebron locker room if they're able to pull this upset off.
If they lose, probably not.
We won't. We're just not going to do it. There'll be a lot of crying, and we're just not here. We're here for uplifting radio. But again, a lot of football left to be played. Who'd you say? By the way, what are you talking about? Salina's beating the brakes off of Aubrey right now. It's 35-7 in the third quarter. What are we talking about?
Look, I relied on Max Preps. What do you expect?
Well, there's your first problem. So, yeah. And what did I say? Salina's going to take care of them? Yeah, they're up 35-7. So,
I just wanted to give the shout out.
We need our old Aubrey team back. They need to be out
there. Yeah, they ain't walking that door. I can tell you that much right now.
Tolar is near Granbury.
Oh, okay. I know where that's at. I mean, I know where Granbury's at.
Granbury.
Kilgore, 62-7 over Navasota. That's a beatdown in the 4A class. 4A, and then Carthage, 28. To all our folks out in Texarkana.
Tim and Carthage.
But Tim and Carthage is feeling some type of way right now. Why? Because Carthage, 28, Texarkana, Pleasant Grove, 7. Coach Surratt looking for what would be his record-breaking 10th state title as a head coach. And he's got his son as a quarterback, Jet Surratt. So little update there for you guys. All right, let's do this real quick. Well, something we like to call the top five. Well, it's not 5. It's not 10:20, but it's 4:50, so that'll do as well. And, of course, we've got the Expressway, which we'll do some NFL picks. We'll reset the show and whatever else comes to mind. All right, so top five things to do on Black Friday. Obviously, honorable mention for us, fill in for the G-Bag Nation guys. Yeah. Okay, and we're having a blast doing it, and hopefully you are enjoying it as well. Number five, Thanksgiving. There's people out there, hey, maybe Thursday you're working, you got something going on, maybe you got, you know, for all the blended families that are out there in today's world, all right, you're hanging out with moms and, you know, your aunties and cousins on Thursday, they don't get along with daddy and his side of the family on Friday, so you got to do two Thanksgivings, maybe 100%. Do it on a Friday, okay?
100%.
So,
great answer.
Lot of Thanksgivings going on today.
My number five is what I'd be doing if I wasn't here. This is catching up on life.
Oof.
This is good maybe one. Text messages you haven't been able to get to, phone calls. Yeah. Maybe clean up the house.
That's really in its own list, is really kind of what this whole list is,
yes,
to be honest
like,
with
just
you.
Just to catch up on life. Yeah. You probably don't have school. You don't have work.
No.
Unless you're me and Fred. But yeah, catching up on life.
It's not five. Work if you love it, Blake.
Am I not saying it where people are saying it's Toler? I say Talar?
It's whatever. We'll find it.
I'm going to say Talar.
Talar. Number five for you, Khaki Kev, is?
Online shopping. Taking advantage of those Black Friday deals. You don't want to mess with it in store. Do it online.
That's a very Khaki Kev answer. Number four?
I don't know what that means. Number four is going to eat out because you're tired of Thanksgiving food.
Okay, I like it.
I don't like it.
I like it.
I actually hate that answer.
Oh, wow.
You can't do it the next day.
Sure you can.
No, you cannot.
Why can't you?
You got to wait at least a day. The whole point of Thanksgiving is you have leftovers at least at the bare minimum the next day.
Okay, but
Saturday
like,
is fine.
Say you go to three or four houses on Thanksgiving, all you've been doing is stuffing your face.
That sounds like three or four days of leftovers.
You're being real James Tritely right now.
That seems like three or four leftovers. Bad answer. My number four.
Very James Tritely of you to.
Looking at Christmas decor. I'm the Christmas hater here, but now Thanksgiving has passed. It's time to start looking at shops. Look at the Christmas decor. Look at what you're going to set up the house like. Start visually planning. Maybe going in store. Now I'm mapping out my apartment to look like a Christmas reindeer.
Visually planning. I love it. Number four for me, high school football playoffs. Like we've been doing all day today. Whether your kid's in school, whether you got a friend, a
whether you just
nephew,
like watching high school.
Or you just like watching it, whatever it is, or keeping up to date with it like we are. High school football playoffs, number four in the great state of Texas. Number three, kind of taking a page out of Khaki Kev's book, shop. Whether that's online, whether that's in person, might have to go get a big TV later. I don't know. But number three for me is shop. Number three for you is?
Search for Cyber Monday stuff. So
okay.
I'm not necessarily buying, but I'm scouring to see what Cyber Monday is going to be looking like.
So number four, you were visually planning what your decorations were going to be. Now you're visually planning what shopping you may do
on
Monday.
There's not a lot of work.
It sounds like we're just doing a whole bunch of window shopping.
There's a lot of window shopping going
planning.
On. A lot of planning, a lot of resetting. Not any actual thing. This is on the couch. Everything can be done on the couch. My entire top five can be done on the couch.
That's it. That's what she said. All right, number four number three for you is?
Just sports watch.
That's it.
Taking the college football, taking the NFL. Now that we got NFL football and your high school football.
I love it. Number two,
we're going to go with relaxing, doing some movie binging.
Okay.
Now for me, now is okay to watch Christmas movies.
Absolutely.
Your Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah.
Now you can officially jump into your Christmas movies, your Christmas music.
Huh?
You can jump into it.
Start watching Die Hard.
Start watching Elf.
As well. Exactly. Never seen it.
What is it? What did you say?
Elf.
You've never seen Elf?
Never seen it.
Seen a Will Ferrell classic?
Seen snippets, but it just didn't keep me entertained enough to watch the entire thing.
That's your Christmas.
Number two?
My number two is lay on the couch while listening to the fan and watching a little sports.
Love it. That's a hot take, number two. Number two for me, actually almost identical to what you just said, eat leftovers and lay around all day was my number two. So there you have it. And then my number one, Listen to 105.3 The Fan, boys and girls, whether you kickstarted your day with Jake and CA this morning. All right, had a little midday love with the redheaded baddie, a.k.a. Alec Medford and James Tritely. And then, of course, we're bringing it on home, the little Fan After Dark G-Bag style with Fred, Blake, and our boy, Khaki Kev. Number one?
Sleep.
That's it.
This is the time to catch up. You probably got the Thanksgiving leftovers or the Thanksgiving post-meal, and you're just ready just to close the eyes, not have to wake up on a Saturday morning.
Chill to the next episode.
Chill to the next time you hear the fans speaking. So sleep is my number one.
Because we're not on this weekend.
Not on this weekend.
We're big chilling.
We're going to get some sleep.
Yeah, we are. We are big chilling. I might watch a game or two, and I may just clean my entire apartment from top to bottom. Number one for you, Khaki Kev, is take us home.
I will not be catching up on sleep because I do have work tomorrow and Sunday, but I will be decorating and drinking. That's going to be my number one.
All right, Kevin, the alcoholic. Clap it up.
That's how it starts.
Get your rum chata going. Get the wine. Starts. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Decorate and drink.
Be sure to follow Khaki Kev because I'm sure he'll say plenty of things inappropriate. He'll probably tweet out things that he'll regret later. So make sure to give Khaki Kev a follow on the old X. There you have it. We'll hear what your top fives are. We're on till 6:30. This is a 4.5 hour show. So next to last hour of the show, we got a little expressway coming up. We'll reset things coming up. We might get to some audio. We may or may not. We'll kind of wait and see how it goes. But we've got some NFL picks to get into. We'll kind of recap the day that was in the NFL as well as in college football. Lots to get to. That's Blake. I'm Fred. Khaki Kev behind the glass. It's the boys filling in for a little G-bag on a Black Friday.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.